have to tell you the story he told me about this man, the old farmer he knew in the old country who attempted to defend a young and precious grove of trees from being destroyed by a marauding army. However, in order to tell you the story of this man, I must first tell you a story about how stories were created to begin with. For without the creation of stories, there would be no stories to tell at all. And no story about stories, no story about my uncle, no story about this man, and no story about that which can never die. Though in my family, the old ones practiced a tradition called make story. This being a time when, over a meal rich in the aromas of onions and warm bread and spicy rice sausage, the elders encouraged the young to weave tales and poems and other pieces, and the old ones laughed with each other as they ate, and they said to us, "We're going to test you to see if you are gaining any knowledge worth having. Come now, come give us a story from scratch. Let us see you flex your story muscles." And so this story about stories was one of the first I wove as a young child. I had heard one of my aunts, Katya, tell stories from the Bible by heart over and over again, and that is how I came to tell this story. The creation of stories. How did stories come into being? Stories came into the world because God was lonely. Yes, God was lonely, for you see, the void at the beginning of time was very dark. And the void was dark because it was so tightly packed with stories that not even one story stood out from the others. Stories were therefore without form, and the face of God moved over the deep, searching and searching for a story. And God's loneliness was very great. Finally, a great idea rose up, and God whispered, "Let there be light." And there was light so great that God was able to reach into the void and separate the dark stories from the stories of light. And as a result, clear morning stories came to life, and fine evening tales as well, and God saw that it was good. Now God felt encouraged. And next separated the heavenly stories from the earthly stories, and these from the stories about water. Then God took great joy in creating the small and the tall trees, and the brilliantly colored seeds and plants, so that there could be stories about trees and seeds and plants too. God laughed with pleasure, and from God's laughter fell the stars and the sky also into their places. And God set into the sky the golden light, the sun, to make the day, and the moon the silver light to rule the night. And in all, God created these so that there would be stories about the stars and the moon, and stories about the sun, and stories about all the mysteries of night. And God was so pleased with these that God turned to creating birds and sea monsters and every living creature that moves and every fish and all the plants under the sea and every winged creature and all the cattle and creeping things and all the beasts of the earth according to their kind. And from all these came stories about God's winged messengers, and stories about ghosts and monsters, and the tales about whales and fishes, and other stories about life before life knew itself, about all that had life now, and all that would come to life one day. Yet even with all these wondrous creatures and all these magnificent stories, even with all the pleasure of creating, God was still lonely. God paced back and forth and thought and paced, and finally it came to our great creator. Let us make human beings in our image.